Hello, English learners. Welcome back to English Pod. My name is Marco.
And I'm Erica.
And today we're bringing you the eighth part of our dramatic, romantic love story, I'm Sorry, I Love You.
That's right. We're coming close to the end of this story, aren't we?
Yeah, we're coming close to the end, and we still have a lot of interesting things going on, so I wonder what's going to happen.
Well, I can tell you that today's lesson involves this word, which we'll hear in Vocabulary Preview.
Vocabulary Preview.
So today we're just going to look at this one word, spy.
A spy.
A spy.
Spy.
All right, so we probably know famous spies like James Bond.
Or Austin Powers.
Right. So basically it's a person who is secretly trying to get information.
About a government or maybe a business.
Right. So that's a spy.
Now the verb, to spy.
Same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
To spy on someone, to spy on a company.
Yep. So why are we talking spies and spying here on English Pod? Why don't we find out by listening to our dialogue?
Veronica, are you okay?
Steven, what's going on? Who were those guys? I didn't know you have a gun. What's going on?
I will come clean as soon as we get to safety, okay? For now, you have to trust me. Please, I would never do anything to hurt you.
Steven, I...
Okay, run! I haven't been completely honest with you, Veronica. I'm sorry. I'm not a fireman. I'm not even from the United States. I'm a spy for the Indian government.
What? Why didn't you tell me before? What are you doing here?
When I was a young boy, I used to play cricket with my father back in my hometown of Hyderabad. It was a peaceful town, and my father was a renowned chemist. One day, he was approached by members of the CIA... claiming that my father had made the discovery of the millennium in his small lab back at the university, where he taught biochemistry. I never saw him again. I vowed to discover the whereabouts of my father, and consequently joined the Indian Intelligence Bureau.
What does that have to do with those men shooting at us? And most importantly, why did you lie to me?
I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to meet you. I wasn't supposed to fall in love with you. But you have to believe me when I tell you that what I feel for you is real.
I can't believe this. Why are all these things happening to me? I can't take it anymore. Let me out of the car.
Veronica, wait!
All right, so Steven is not even American. He's an Indian spy.
He's not even a firefighter.
Well, there you go.
See? Oh, my God.
Many surprises on this love story.
It gets deeper and deeper.
Well, why don't we take a look at some of the vocabulary that was used in this great story in Language Takeaway.
Language Takeaway.
Well, here we've got a lot of language that you can use when you need to be honest about something. We're going to look at six phrases here. Now, the first one, Steven says he needs to come clean.
Come clean.
Come clean.
Right. So basically, he needs to tell the truth.
He needs to confess.
Confess, right?
About something that he maybe wasn't truthful about in the past.
Yeah, maybe he had a secret or maybe he lied about something.
Yep.
So now he's coming clean.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
So he comes clean and he tells the story about his childhood and he says his father was a renowned chemist.
Renowned.
Renowned.
Okay, so if you are a renowned chemist.
You're very famous and well-respected.
So you can use that with people, with places.
A renowned restaurant.
Okay, so very popular, very well-known.
Yeah. We also hear it commonly like this, a world-renowned chemist.
Okay.
A world-renowned restaurant.
So it's not only popular locally, but the whole world knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
All right, and so he continues with his story, and he says he was approached by members of the CIA.
Approached.
to be approached by.
Okay, so if I am approached by somebody from the CIA, what does that mean?
Well, they come to talk to you about something really important.
Okay, so the verb to approach someone can mean get close to.
Right, to walk up to them or something like that.
Right, but it also carries this meaning of coming to talk to you about something.
Something important.
Something very important.
Yep.
So, for example, I can say, my boss approached me this morning to talk about an important pay raise.
Ooh, lucky you. Or maybe Jim approached me to ask if I know if his wife is cheating on him or not.
Wow. All right. So that's how you would use this verb, approach someone. Now, let's move on to the next word. So he was approached by members of the CIA, and they were claiming something about his father.
That's right. So to claim.
Claim something.
To claim something.
All right. So basically, when you're claiming something, you are saying that it's true.
Right. It might not be true.
But we don't know.
Yeah. So for example, he claims he makes $4 million a year.
Okay. Or Bob claims that he saw a UFO.
Mm-hmm.
We can't prove it if it's true or not, but that's what they're saying is true.
Yep.
So Stephen's father disappeared and, well, he vowed to discover where he was.
So Stephen vowed to find his father.
Vow.
To vow.
So this verb to vow means to make a strong promise, right?
Yes.
And we use it also in marriage, right?
Wedding vows.
Wedding vows, which are basically promises.
Mm-hmm.
So if you vow something, you make a very strong promise.
Yes, it's very, very bad if you break a vow.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What happens?
I don't know. Probably thunder strikes you and you die.
All right, so don't break your vows.
Yeah.
And the last word on language takeaway today, the whereabouts.
The whereabouts.
The whereabouts of his father.
Mm-hmm. So the whereabouts is the location.
The location.
Kind of unknown location, right?
Right. I think this is a great word for us to listen to some more examples.
Example one. The police don't have any information on the whereabouts of the murderer. Example 2.
Currently, the whereabouts of the president are unknown.
Example 3. You live in Toronto too? Whereabouts do you live?
All right, so whereabouts, perfect. You can use it for location, unknown location.
Mm-hmm. All right, so some great words. Now, I want to move on to some phrases that we heard in the dialogue, and let's look at those now in Fluency Builder.
Fluency Builder.
All right, on Fluency Builder today, we have four great phrases, and let's start with the first one. What's going on?
So Veronica asks, what's going on?
Stephen, what's going on?
Basically, what's happening, right?
What's happening? What's the situation?
Yeah.
Now, another interesting thing is that among friends, you could use this phrase to say,
hey, how are you?
How are you? How's it going, right?
Yeah.
So you can say, hey, Erica, what's going on?
And it all depends on your tone of voice. So when you want to know how that person is, hey, Marco, what's going on?
Right, but if you're angry or maybe something strange is happening, you're like, hey, what's going on here?
Yes, so your voice falls.
Right. Now let's take a look at our next phrase. And this one is very, very useful,
mm-hmm.
especially if you've lied.
Yes. So Stephen says, I haven't been completely honest with you.
I haven't been completely honest with you.
I haven't been completely honest with you.
So that means he hasn't been telling the whole truth.
Right. Pretty easy to understand. But I think its use is interesting here.
Right. You might use it to kind of soften up the person to confess something.
Right. So when you're ready to come clean about a secret you have or a lie you told, this is a great way to prepare your listener.
Right. You know what? I haven't been completely honest with you.
Yeah.
Moving on to our third phrase. So the CIA claimed that Stephen's father had made the discovery of the millennium.
The discovery of the millennium.
Discovery of the millennium.
Okay, let's break this down. Millennium.
Millennium is 1,000 years.
Right.
So the discovery of the millennium is...
the best, most important discovery in the past 1,000 years.
Right. So now we can change it a little bit and say the invention of the millennium.
Or even the party of the millennium.
Exactly. So it doesn't necessarily have to be the most important of the last 1,000 years.
But it means it was pretty good.
It was pretty good. Yeah. It was very important.
Yes. Hey, you can also say the discovery of the decade, right?
Of the decade, of the century,
yep.
Of the year.
Yep.
And now let's take a look at a last phrase. So Stephen confessed, he came clean, he told her everything, but he said he wasn't supposed to fall in love with her.
I wasn't supposed to.
I wasn't supposed to fall in love with you.
All right, so let's look at this phrase, I wasn't supposed to. It's an interesting one. It's sort of like a cross between I didn't need to and I shouldn't have done.
Right. Now let's look at some examples. I wasn't supposed to come to work today.
All right, so you didn't need to.
It wasn't necessary.
All right, so maybe it was your annual vacation day, but you came into work anyway.
Or maybe it was a holiday,
yeah.
And I came to work anyways.
So the plan was not for you to come to work.
Right. So in this case, we're saying it wasn't necessary.
Mm-hmm. Or it wasn't planned.
Or planned.
Yeah.
Now let's look at it the other way, when you shouldn't.
Okay. Marco, I wasn't supposed to tell you this, but...
Okay, so now in this case, you shouldn't be telling me this. You shouldn't tell me the secret.
Yes.
But you're going to anyways.
Yes, off air.
So I wasn't supposed to. In this case, it means I shouldn't.
Mm-hmm. All right, some really great language here. Now, I think it would help us to hear it one more time in the dialogue.
Veronica, are you okay?
Steven, what's going on? Who were those guys? I didn't know you have a gun. What's going on?
I will come clean as soon as we get to safety, okay? For now, you have to trust me. Please, I would never do anything to hurt you.
Steven, I...
Okay, run! I haven't been completely honest with you, Veronica. I'm sorry. I'm not a fireman. I'm not even from the United States. I'm a spy for the Indian government.
What? Why didn't you tell me before? What are you doing here?
When I was a young boy, I used to play cricket with my father back in my hometown of Hyderabad. It was a peaceful town, and my father was a renowned chemist. One day, he was approached by members of the CIA... claiming that my father had made the discovery of the millennium in his small lab back at the university, where he taught biochemistry. I never saw him again. I vowed to discover the whereabouts of my father, and consequently joined the Indian Intelligence Bureau.
What does that have to do with those men shooting at us? And most importantly, why did you lie to me?
I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to meet you. I wasn't supposed to fall in love with you. But you have to believe me when I tell you that what I feel for you is real.
I can't believe this. Why are all these things happening to me? I can't take it anymore. Let me out of the car.
Veronica, wait!
Okay, great. So now we're getting close to the end of this series. So what's going to happen? Maybe Veronica's also a spy.
Oh my God, I don't think I can handle that.
All right, so we really need your suggestions. We need your ideas. We want to know how you think the series ends or how you would want it to end. Do you want it to be a happy ending?
Or a tragedy?
Or maybe action-filled ending?
All right, well, we've got 2 lessons left in this series, so visit our website at Englishpod.com and leave your suggestions.
All right, guys, we'll see you guys there, and until next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.